February 18th. Psalms 18, 48, 78, 108, 138. Proverbs 18. Old Testament, 1 Samuel 8 1-9 27. New Testament, John 6 22-42. Psalms 18. When I love you, Lord, my strength. To the Lord is my rock. And my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my rock, in whom I will take refuge. My shield, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. 3 I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. 4 The cords of death surrounded me. The floods of ungodliness made me afraid. 5 The cords of Sheol were round about me. The snares of death came on me. 6 In my distress I called on the Lord. And cried to my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. My cry before him came into his ears. 7 Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the mountains quaked, and were shaken. Because he was angry. 8 There went up a smoke out of his nostrils. Fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. 9 He bowed the heavens also, and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. 10 He rode on a Kerav, and flew. Yes, he soared on the wings of the wind. 11 He made darkness his hiding place, his pavilion around him. Darkness of waters, thick clouds of the skies. 12 At the brightness before him his thick clouds passed. Hailstones and coals of fire. 13 The Lord also thundered in the sky. The Elyon uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. 14 He sent out his arrows, and scattered them. Yes, lightnings manifold, and routed them. 15 Then the channels of waters appeared. The foundations of the world were laid bare. At your rebuke, Lord. At the blast of the breath of your nostrils. 16 He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. 17 He delivered me from my strong enemy. From those who hated me. For they were too mighty for me. 18 They came on me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my support. 19 He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. 20 The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands has he recompensed me. 21 For I have kept the ways of the Lord. And have not wickedly departed from my God. 22 For all his ordinances were before me. I didn't put away his statutes from me. 23 I was also blameless with him. I kept myself from my iniquity. 24 Therefore has the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. 25 With the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With the perfect man, you will show yourself perfect. 26 With the pure, you will show yourself pure. With the crooked you will show yourself shrewd. 27 For you will save the afflicted people. But the haughty eyes you will bring down. 28 For you will light my lamp. The Lord, my God, will light up my darkness. 29 For by you, I advance through a troop. By my God, I leap over a wall. 30 As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge in him. 31 For who is God, except the Lord? Who is a rock, besides our God? 32 The God who arms me with strength, and makes my way perfect? 33 He makes my feet like hinds' feet. And sets me on my high places. 34 He teaches my hands to war. So that my arms bend a bow of bronze. 35 You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand sustains me. Your gentleness has made me great. 36 You have enlarged my steps under me. My feet have not slipped. 37 I will pursue my enemies and overtake them. Neither will I turn again until they are consumed. 38 I will strike them through, so that they will not be able to rise. They shall fall under my feet. 39 For you have girded me with strength to the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. 40 You have also made my enemies turn their backs to me. That I might cut off those who hate me. 41 They cried, but there was none to save. Even to the Lord, but he didn't answer them. 42 Then I beat them small, as the dust before the wind. I cast them out as the mire of the streets. 43 You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. 44 As soon as they hear of me they shall obey me. The foreigners shall submit themselves to me. 45 The foreigners shall fade away. And shall come trembling out of their close places. 46 The Lord lives. And blessed be my rock. Exalted be the God of my salvation. 47 Even the God who executes vengeance for me. And subdues peoples under me. 48 He rescues me from my enemies. Yes, you lift me up above those who rise up against me. You deliver me from the violent man. 49 Therefore I will give thanks to you, Lord, among the nations. And will sing praises to your name. 50 He gives great deliverance to his king. And shows loving kindness to his anointed. To David and to his seed, forevermore. Psalms 48. One great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in his holy mountain. Too beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole Eretz. Is Mount Zion, on the north sides. The city of the great king. 3 God has shown himself in her citadels as a refuge. 4 Behold, the kings assembled themselves. They passed by together. 5 They saw it, then were they amazed. They were dismayed. They hurried away. 6 Trembling took hold of them there. Pain, as of a woman in travail. 7 With the east wind, you break the ships of Tarshish. 8 As we have heard, so have we seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. 9 We have thought about your loving kindness. God, in the midst of your temple. 10 Is your name, God. So is your praise to the ends of the Eretz. Your right hand is full of righteousness. 11 Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Yehudah rejoice. Because of your judgments. 12 Walk about Zion, and go around her. Number the towers of it. 13 Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces. That you may tell it to the next generation. 14 For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. Psalms 78. 1 Hear my law, my people. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. 2 I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. 3 Which we have heard and known. Our fathers have told us. 4 We will not hide them from their children. Telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord. His strength, and his wondrous works that he has done. 5 For he established a testimony in Yaakov. And appointed a law in Yisrael. Which he commanded our fathers. That they should make them known to their children. 6 That the generation to come might know. Even the children who should be born, who should arise and tell their children. 7 That they might set their hope in God. And not forget the works of God. But keep his mitzvot. 8 And might not be as their fathers. A stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that didn't make their hearts loyal. Whose spirit was not steadfast with God. 9 The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows. Turned back in the day of battle. 10 They didn't keep the covenant of God. And refused to walk in his law. 11 They forgot his doings. His wondrous works that he had shown them. 12 Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers. In the land of Mitzrayim, in the field of Tzoan. 13 He split the sea, and caused them to pass through. He made the waters stand as a heap. 14 In the daytime he also led them with a cloud. All the night with a light of fire. 15 He split rocks in the wilderness. And gave them drink abundantly as out of the depths. 16 He brought streams also out of the rock. And caused waters to run down like rivers. 17 Yet they still went on to sin against him. To rebel against he lion in the desert. 18 They tempted God in their heart. By asking food according to their desire. 19 Yes, they spoke against God. They said, Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? 20 Behold, he struck the rock, so that waters gushed out. Streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Will he provide flesh for his people? 21 Therefore the Lord heard, and was angry. A fire was kindled against Yaakov. Anger also went up against Yisrael. 22 Because they didn't believe in God. and didn't trust in his Yeshua. 23 Yet he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. 24 He rained down manna on them to eat and gave them food from the sky. 25 Man ate the bread of angels. He sent them food to the full. 26 He caused the east wind to blow in the sky. By his power he guided the south wind. 27 He rained also flesh on them as the dust, winged birds as the sand of the seas. 28 He let them fall in the midst of their camp, around their habitations. 29 So they ate, and were well filled. He gave them their own desire. 30 They didn't turn from their cravings. Their food was yet in their mouths. 31 When the anger of God went up against them, and killed some of the fattest of them, and struck down the young men of Israel. 32 For all this they still sinned, and didn't believe in his wondrous works. 33 Therefore he consumed their days in vanity, and their years in terror. 34 When he killed them, then they inquired after him. They returned and sought God earnestly. 35 They remembered that God was their rock, the El Elyon, their Redeemer. 36 But they flattered him with their mouth, and lied to him with their tongue. 37 For their heart was not right with him, neither were they faithful in his covenant. 38 But he, being merciful, forgave iniquity, and didn't destroy them. Yes, many times he turned his anger away, and didn't stir up all his wrath. 39 He remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away, and doesn't come again. 40 How often did they rebel against him in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert. 41 They turned again and tempted God, and provoked the Holy One of Israel. 42 They didn't remember his hand, nor the day when he redeemed them from the adversary. 43 How he set his signs in Mitzrayim, his wonders in the field of Zoan. 44 Turned their rivers into blood, their streams, so that they could not drink. 45 He sent among them swarms of flies, which devoured them, frogs, which destroyed them. 46 He gave also their increase to the caterpillar, their labor to the arbe. 47 He destroyed their vines with hail, their sycamore fig trees with frost. 48 He gave over their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. 49 He threw on them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, indignation, and trouble, and a band of angels of evil. 50 He made a path for his anger. He didn't spare their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence. 51 And struck all the firstborn in Mitzrayim, the chief of their strength in the tents of Ham. 52 But he led forth his own people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. 53 He led them safely, so that they weren't afraid, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. 54 He brought them to the border of his sanctuary, to this mountain, which his right hand had taken. 55 He also drove out the nations before them, allotted them for an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. 56 Yet they tempted and rebelled against Heli and God, and didn't keep his testimonies. 57 But turned back, and dealt treacherously like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow. 58 For they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their engraved images. 59 When God heard this, he was angry, and greatly abhorred Israel. 60 So that he forsook the tent of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men. 61 And delivered his strength into captivity, his glory into the adversary's hand. 62 He also gave his people over to the sword, and was angry with his inheritance. 63 Fire devoured their young men. Their virgins had no wedding song. 64 Their Kohanim fell by the sword. Their widows made no lamentation. 65 Then the Lord awakened as one out of sleep, like a mighty man who shouts by reason of wine. 66 He struck his adversaries backward. He put them to a perpetual reproach. 67 Moreover he rejected the tent of Joseph, and didn't choose the tribe of Ephraim. 68 But chose the tribe of Yehuda, Mount Zion, which he loved. 69 He built his sanctuary like the heights, like the Eretz which he has established forever. 70 He also chose David his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. 71 From following the ewes that have their young he brought him, to be the shepherd of Yaakov, his people, and Yisrael, his inheritance. 72 So he was their shepherd according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Psalms 108. 1 My heart is steadfast, God. I will sing and I will make music with my soul. 2 Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. 3 I will give thanks to you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing praises to you among the peoples. 4 For your loving kindness is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. 5 Be exalted, God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earths. 6 That your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and answer us. 7 God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. 8 Gilad is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is my helmet. Yehudah is my scepter. 9 Mov is my washpot. I will toss my sandal on Edom. I will shout over Pelshet. 10 Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who has led me to Edom? 11 Haven't you rejected us, God? You don't go forth, God, with our armies. 12 Give us help against the enemy. For the help of man is vain. 13 Through God, we will do valiantly. For it is he who will tread down our enemies. Proverbs 18. When an unfriendly man pursues selfishness and defies all sound judgment. 2 A fool has no delight in understanding, but only in broadcasting his own opinion. 3 When wickedness comes, contempt also comes, and with shame comes disgrace. 4 The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is like a flowing brook. 5 To be partial to the faces of the wicked is not good, nor to deprive the innocent of justice. 6 A fool's lips come into strife, and his mouth invites beatings. 7 A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. 8 The words of a gossip are like dainty morsels. They go down into a person's innermost parts. 9 One who is slack in his work is brother to him who is a master of destruction. 10 The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to him and are safe. 11 The rich man's wealth is his strong city, like an unscalable wall in his own imagination. 12 Before destruction the heart of man is proud, but before honor is humility. 13 He who gives answer before he hears, that is folly and shame to him. 14 A man's spirit will sustain him in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? 15 The heart of the discerning gets knowledge, the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. 16 A man's gift makes room for him, and brings him before great men. 17 He who pleads his cause first seems right, until another comes and questions him. 18 The lot settles disputes, and keeps strong ones apart. 19 A brother offended is more difficult than a fortified city, and disputes are like the bars of a castle. 20 A man's stomach is filled with the fruit of his mouth, with the harvest of his lips he is satisfied. 21 Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat its fruit. 22 Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing, and obtains favor of the Lord. 23 The poor pleads for mercy, but the rich answers harshly. 24 A man of many companions may be ruined, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Old Testament, 1 Samuel 8 1-9 27. 8 to 1 It happened, when Shemuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Yisrael. 2 Now the name of his firstborn was Yoel, and the name of his second, Aviah. They were judges in Beer Sheva. 3 His sons didn't walk in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted justice. 4 Then all the Zakenim of Yisrael gathered themselves together, and came to Shemuel to Ramah. 5 And they said to him, Behold, you are old, and your sons don't walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. 6 But the thing displeased Shemuel, when they said, Give us a king to judge us. Shemuel prayed to the Lord. 7 The Lord said to Shemuel, Listen to the voice of the people in all that they tell you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not be king over them. 8 According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Mitzrayim even to this day, in that they have forsaken me, and served other gods, so do they also to you. 9 Now therefore listen to their voice, however you shall protest solemnly to them, and shall show them the manner of the king who shall reign over them. 10 Shemuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who asked of him a king. 11 He said, this will be the manner of the king who shall reign over you, he will take your sons, and appoint them to him, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and they shall run before his chariots. 12 And he will appoint them to him for captains of thousands, and captains of fifties, and, he will set some, to plow his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war, and the instruments of his chariots. 13 He will take your daughters to be perfumers, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. 14 He will take your fields, and your vineyards, and your olive groves, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. 15 He will take the tenth of your seed, and of your vineyards, and give to his officers, and to his servants. 16 He will take your men servants, and your maid servants, and your best young men, and your donkeys, and put them to his work. 17 He will take the tenth of your flocks, and you shall be his servants. 18 You shall cry out in that day because of your king whom you shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not answer you in that day. 19 But the people refused to listen to the voice of Shemuel, and they said, no, but we will have a king over us, 20 that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us, and go out before us, and fight our battles. 21 Shemuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. 22 The Lord said to Shemuel, listen to their voice, and make them a king. Shemuel said to the men of Israel, go you every man to his city. 9-1 Now there was a man of Binyamin, whose name was Kish, the son of Aviel, the son of Surer, the son of Bechorat, the son of Aphiach, the son of Abinyamini, a mighty man of valor. 2 He had a son, whose name was Shaul, a young man and a goodly, and there was not among the children of Israel a better person than he, from his shoulders and upward he was higher than any of the people. 3 The donkeys of Kish, Shaul's father, were lost. Kish said to Shaul his son, take now one of the servants with you, and arise, go seek the donkeys. 4 He passed through the hill country of Ephraim, and passed through the land of Shalisha, but they didn't find them. Then they passed through the land of Salem, and there they weren't there, and he passed through the land of the Binyamini, but they didn't find them. 5 When they had come to the land of Suf, Shaul said to his servant who was with him, come, and let us return, lest my father leave off caring for the donkeys and be anxious for us. 6 He said to him, see now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is a man who is held in honor. All that he says comes surely to pass. Now let us go there. Peradventure he can tell us concerning our journey whereon we go. 7 Then said Shaul to his servant, but, behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? 8 The servant answered Shaul again, and said, behold, I have in my hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver, that will I give to the man of God, to tell us our way. 9 In earlier times in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he said, come, and let us go to the seer, for he who is now called a prophet was before called a seer. 10 Then said Shaul to his servant, well said, come, let us go. So they went to the city where the man of God was. 11 As they went up the ascent to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said to them, is the seer here? 12 They answered them, and said, he is, behold, he is, before you. Make haste now, for he is come today into the city, for the people have a sacrifice today in the high place. 13 As soon as you are come into the city, you shall immediately find him, before he goes up to the high place to eat, for the people will not eat until he come, because he does bless the sacrifice. And, afterwards they eat who are invited. Now therefore get you up, for at this time you shall find him. 14 They went up to the city. And, as they came within the city, behold, Shemuel came out toward them, to go up to the high place. 15 Now the Lord had revealed to Shemuel a day before Shaul came, saying, 16 Tomorrow about this time I will send you a man out of the land of Binyamin, and you shall anoint him to be prince over my people Israel, and he shall save my people out of the hand of the Pelishtim, for I have looked on my people, because their cry is come to me. 17 When Shemuel saw Shaul, the Lord said to him, behold, the man of whom I spoke to you. This same shall have authority over my people. 18 Then Shaul drew near to Shemuel in the gate, and said, tell me, please, where the seer's house is. 19 Shemuel answered Shaul, and said, I am the seer, Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and in the morning I will let you go, and will tell you all that is in your heart. 20 As for your donkeys who were lost 3 days ago, don't set your mind on them, for they are found. For whom is all that is desirable in Israel? Is it not for you, and for all your father's house? 21 Shaul answered, Am I not a Benyamini, of the smallest of the tribes of Israel? And my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then speak you to me after this manner? 22 Shemuel took Shaul and his servant, and brought them into the guest chamber, and made them sit in the best place among those who were invited, who were about 30 persons. 23 Shemuel said to the cook, Bring the portion which I gave you, of which I said to you, Set it by you. 24 The cook took up the thigh, and that which was on it, and set it before Shaul. Shemuel said, Behold, that which has been reserved. Set it before you and eat, because to the appointed time has it been kept for you, for I said, I have invited the people. So Shaul ate with Shemuel that day. 25 When they were come down from the high place into the city, he talked with Shaul on the housetop. 26 They arose early, and it happened about the spring of the day, that Shemuel called to Shaul on the housetop, saying, Up, that I may send you away. Shaul arose, and they went out both of them, he and Shemuel, abroad. 27 As they were going down at the end of the city, Shemuel said to Shaul, Bid the servant pass on before us, and he passed on, but stand you still first, that I may cause you to hear the word of God. New Testament, John 6:22-42. 6:22 On the next day, the multitude that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, except the one in which his Talmidim had embarked, and that Yeshua hadn't entered with his Talmidim into the boat, but his Talmidim went away alone. 23 However boats from Tiberias came near to the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. 24 When the multitude therefore saw that Yeshua wasn't there, nor his Talmidim, they themselves got into the boats, and came to Capernaum, seeking Yeshua. 25 When they found him on the other side of the sea, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you come here? 26 Yeshua answered them, Most assuredly I tell you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves, and were filled. 27 Don't work for the food which perishes, but for the food which remains to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For God the Father has sealed him. 28 They said therefore to him, What must we do, that we may work the works of God? 29 Yeshua answered them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. 30 They said therefore to him, What then do you do for a sign, that we may see, and believe you? What work do you do? 31 Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, He gave them bread out of heaven to eat. 32 Yeshua therefore said to them, Most assuredly, I tell you, it wasn't Moshe who gave you the bread out of heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread out of heaven. 33 For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven, and gives life to the world. 34 They said therefore to him, Lord, always give us this bread. 35 Yeshua said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not be hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. 36 But I told you that you have seen me, and yet don't believe. 37 All those who the Father gives me will come to me. Him who comes to me I will in no way throw out. 38 For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. 39 This is the will of my Father who sent me, that of all he has given to me I should lose nothing, but should raise him up at the last day. 40 This is the will of the one who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. 41 The Yehudim therefore murmured concerning him, because he said, I am the bread which came down out of heaven. 42 They said, Isn't this Yeshua, the son of Yosef, whose father and mother we know? How then does he say, I have come down out of heaven?